man's entire universe. The island is his world, and everything he can see is all there is.
And things which is not there, they like to see it, and then they call it vision. That's why when they say when truly a vision happens, the light to light, you need the both energy, no? The electric, the positive and the negative.
One infinity system.
The story I'm going to tell you, our conscious experiences of the world around us and of ourselves within it are kinds of controlled hallucinations that happen with, through, and because of our living bodies.
Something new arrives in the man's universe. The concept of the truly limitless.
In fact, it may not even exist at all.
The universe is a mind that could unbound. I can't show you what direction it is. It can be from another dimension, provide that it is an element of the great vision.
Anything. Consciousness and intelligence are very different things. You don't have to be smart to suffer, but you probably do have to be alive.
What I can show you is the shadow.
We see to be seen.
What we consciously see depends on the brain's best guess of what's out there. Our experienced world comes from the inside out, not just the outside in.
Dazzling pinpoints are not visible to our eyes. Observe, they are true to nature. They are mysteries to our eyes.
The mathematical and practical tools to tackle these problems head on and face the many oddities of for imagination, and meaningless or not, we can speculate about exactly what lies beyond.